Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 79 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Kennealy Roberts.
We're trying to find out why it matters to them. We're talking to business and industry, having them tell us what they need to have out of higher education.
Moorhead State University hosts a diversity and inclusion conference this week.
An Eastern Kentucky high school is hoping to improve employability of students in the healthcare field.
Teacher salaries in northeastern Kentucky are lower than the rest of the state.
A new clinic opened in Prestonsburg on Monday.
A class action lawsuit has been filed to help the former clients of infamous attorney Eric C. Kahn.
In sports, Round County's boys soccer team travels to Fleming County tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 51. We'll have a look at your region's extended forecast after this news.
Moorhead State University will host the 6th Annual Tri-State Conference on Diversity and Inclusion this week at the Adrian Dorn University Center. The conference will highlight how an equitable education system from K through 12 through post-secondary will help all students develop knowledge and skills they need to be engaged, productive members of society. Dr. Aaron Thompson, president of the Kentucky Council on Post-Secondary Education, will be on hand to discuss issues that are affecting the Commonwealth and the nation.
On issues of closing gaps, diversity, cultural competence, talking about how we need to move from just recognizing that there are people that are different that exist, but how we can appreciate those differences and how we can align with being open and friendly to all those that want to become a part of those campuses.
Thompson will also host a listening session with students at 2:30 p.m. on Thursday. For more information about the conference, visit tristatediversityandinclusion.com.
Starred reviews of Kentucky schools are expected this week. Parents can still access test scores on their school's report card, but there will be a new rating system that they can easily identify with. Ratings will be displayed on each school's report card on the Kentucky Department of Education's website. Dr. Wayne Lewis, Kentucky Education Commissioner, tells WLKY the new system will measure progress ratings.
You want to see, regardless of how kids come to you, that you're growing kids. Whether they start at the novice level or they start at the proficient level, we should be moving kids forward.
Elementary and middle schools will be rated based on test scores in all core subjects and year-to-year growth in reading and math scores. High schools will be rated based on test scores in reading, writing, math, and science, graduation rates, and transition readiness.
An Eastern Kentucky high school plans to implement a paid apprenticeship program to provide students with hands-on experience. Called K-Tech, the program will allow Pike County High School freshmen and sophomores to gain an associate's degree in the health field. Pike County Superintendent Reed Adkins tells WYMT he hopes the program will keep students in the region, something the district has struggled with.
Over the last 4 years, we've sold five schools. We've had to close five schools, so, you know, it's been a major problem for us. We've seen several of our students leave the area. We've lost over 1,700 kids in the last 6 years.
The program is a joint effort between Pike County Schools and the Pikeville Medical Center. No definitive start date has been set.
State Auditor Mike Harmon says the state's public retirement systems are not complying with transparency laws involving investment contracts. Harmon and officials with the state's retirement systems met with the Pension Oversight Board in Frankfort yesterday. Kentucky Retirement Systems Executive Director David Eager said his organization doesn't post all contracts online because it is trying to protect investment partners from having their trade secrets exposed.
We do not post all investment manager contracts on our website. And the answer is, no, we don't. And we have good reason not to. We don't control all redactions. The answer is, no, we don't. And we have good reason not to, we believe.
Harmon testified more than 80% of investment contracts are not posted online, despite a law that requires them to be. He says the people of Kentucky deserve to know how their money is being used.
Teachers in the northeastern Kentucky districts are being paid less than their counterparts in the rest of the state. WMKY Zoe Hall has the story.
Salaries for teachers in Northeast Kentucky range from $34,000 per year to about $68,000, according to salary schedules posted on the Kentucky Department of Education's website. The Daily Independent studied data from the 16th Region District for the past decade. Among these districts, the lowest pay for rank 3 or above is for first-year teachers in Greenup County, who earned $34,753 for the 2018-19 school year. The top salary level was in Ashland, where rank 1 teachers with 32 or more years of experience earned more than $68,000 in that year. Studies show that districts that pay less tend to have higher turnover of teachers. From WMKY News, I'm Zoe Hall.
Marijuana is still a big topic in Kentucky, despite failed attempts to legalize it in the state. Health experts met at a conference hosted by the Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky to discuss medical uses for the plant. Dr. Dinesh Maslamdust of Wellward Regenerative Medicine tells WYMT more research may be needed to support legalization.
We saw with the opioid epidemic how it's very easy to cherry-pick studies or misrepresent studies for special interest gains. There is that concern in this situation. We have some evidence that there's value to it, but we also have some evidence that there's harmful effects.
Doctors say research is lagging behind the public push for marijuana, largely due to federal regulations that limit studies.
A ribbon-cutting ceremony was held yesterday for a new primary and urgent care clinic in Prestonsburg. Part of the Pikeville Medical Center, the clinic is located on South Lake Drive near downtown. More than 100 people attended that ceremony. Prestonsburg Mayor Les Stapleton tells WYMT he sees exciting things in the future.
We have people calling the office all the time about what's the zoning up there? Is there available buildings up there? So, you know, it takes a spark to start a fire, and this is a spark that we think can create some fire here in this end of town.
The clinic began taking patients immediately. Extended hours for urgent care will be opening soon.
St. Clair Healthcare volunteers recently received a service award. WMKY's Sarah Mead has the story.
St. Clair Healthcare volunteers were honored during the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program Summer Picnic. Luther Adams, Bonnie Bennett, Brenda Bennett, Donna Eggett, and Leanna Staggs were presented with the President's Volunteer Service Award. This award honors individuals whose service positively impacts communities and inspires those around them to take action too. Each of these individuals receive gold distinction, which requires a minimum of 500 volunteer hours during the year. St. Clair Healthcare officials thank all volunteers for countless acts of kindness to patients, families, and staff members. For WMKY News, I'm Sarah Mead.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes in the Laughlin Building are open to the public for birthday parties, youth groups, by the hour or per game pricing. Cosmic Bowling features disco and black lights, open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. For more information and reservations, the phone number is 606-776-3457.
A class action lawsuit was filed Friday on behalf of a group of people in eastern Kentucky who lost federal disability benefits after their lawyer was arrested for fraud. The suit aims to revive the cases of about 500 people who most likely gave up the legal fight after the government began revoking benefits for lawyer Eric C. Kahn's former clients 4 years ago. While Kahn was fighting and fleeing those charges, thousands of his former clients had to defend their disability benefits in a series of hearings before administrative law judges. In those hearings, judges threw out all evidence from the doctors connected to Kahn. His clients were not allowed to challenge that decision. A federal appeals court decision in November restored benefits for about 300 of his former clients. The Social Security Administration asked the court for a rehearing, and in March, the court denied that motion.
A woman in Johnson County is behind bars after being arrested in a sex trafficking sting. Paintsville police tell WYMT 40-year-old Deborah Hamilton sent messages to a confidential informant saying she wanted to sell women to him for $75 an hour. Officers executed a search warrant on the home and seized money and electronics. Hamilton was arrested on charges of human trafficking, promoting human trafficking, and possession of drug paraphernalia. She remains in the Big Sandy Regional Detention Center. According to Paintsville Police Chief Mike Rowe, the people who live in the home where the sting operation occurred will not be charged, and an investigation is still ongoing.
A guard at the Boyd County Detention Center was indicted today for allegedly having sex with an inmate at the jail. 36-year-old Christopher Mackey of Rush was charged with sodomy for an incident that allegedly happened on September the 8th. Court records say Mackey engaged in sexual intercourse with a person he knows is incarcerated. If convicted, he faces 1 to 5 years in prison. Boyd County jailer Bill Hensley tells WSAZ Mackey was fired on September the 19th. He's being held on a $25,000 cash-only bond.
The case against a Clay County mom charged in the hot water challenge is now headed to a grand jury. According to WYMT, Angela Guth was in court Monday for a preliminary hearing. Police say she did nothing to help a boy severely burned after her son poured hot water on him. Guth is charged with criminal abuse and wanton endangerment.
A woman charged with 3 counts of murder in a wrong-way crash that killed 3 people in Lexington is due in Fayette County District Court today. 42-year-old Tammy Rodriguez is accused of driving under the influence on September 4th when she hit another vehicle head-on after turning the wrong way on Interstate 75 while fleeing police. Elizabeth Sawyers is the aunt of the sisters killed in the crash. She tells LEX 18 how she feels about the charges.
We all hope, especially him, that, you know, she doesn't see the light of day, you know, out of a prison cell. That she don't walk away with anything, and we're really happy with the charges, and we feel God will take care of everything for us.
Rodriguez's sister, Debbie Lynn Blevins, who was a passenger in her car, was also killed. Rodriguez previously pleaded not guilty to the charges.
A Louisville woman is missing in the Virgin Islands. KNN's Paul Miles has details.
Authorities are searching for 48-year-old Lucy Schumann. She was reported missing last Thursday when she failed to check out of her Airbnb on St. John. Her belongings were found in her room, and her rental Jeep was found in a parking area in Virgin Islands National Park. Police and rescue officials initiated water and ground searches of the area, and a day pack belonging to Schumann was found on a trail. The search will continue today, but weather conditions are likely to worsen as Tropical Storm Karen approaches the Virgin Islands. The Park Service says it's in close contact and assisting Schumann's family. I'm Paul Miles.
A Danville man is dead after a crossbow bolt struck him in the chest. Police tell WKYT they responded Monday morning to an apartment at Heartland Drive where they found 46-year-old Jimmy Smith with a bolt in his chest. Tom Miles was driving on a nearby street when he was alerted to the situation.
A guy come running out of that apartment down there and said that there was a guy in the back of the house that was shot through the chest with an arrow and he was dead.
No foul play is expected in the incident. Smith is believed to have been shooting targets in the backyard when the accident occurred. Pike County Police are asking for the public's help in finding those involved in stealing tires from Tim Short Chrysler and Linex. Security camera footage was turned over to Kentucky State Police and an investigation is currently underway. Jason Westenstedt, sales manager for Tim Short, tells WYMT he was shocked when he saw 5 vehicles sitting on chopped up telephone poles and missing tires.
People just don't drive down the road and pull out back and say, hey, let's go get the wheels and tires off 5 vehicles. You know, I mean, they've had to know what they're doing.
The vehicles included 3 Toyota trucks, a Chevy truck, and a Jeep Grand Cherokee. A cash reward is being offered to anyone with information leading to the suspects or the missing tires.
Taking a look at your region's weather, tonight, mostly clear with a low around 51. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 82. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 62. Thursday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 78. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 59. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 86. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 67. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 87. And now taking a look at the current temperatures in the WMKY listening area. It's currently 78 degrees in Lexington and Winchester, 77 degrees in Mount Sterling, 80 degrees in Ashland, 79 degrees in Grayson and Inez, and it's 79 degrees here on the campus of Morehead State University.
On our feature segment today, a new report says Kentucky does not rank well when it comes to women's health. More from the Kentucky News Connection's Nadia Romlagon.
Kentucky ranks 44th in the nation when it comes to the health of women and children, according to a new America's Health Rankings report. Chief Medical Officer at Optum, Dr. Linda Jenin, says bright spots for the state include a jump in the number of insured women and in the percentage of mothers choosing to breastfeed their babies.
So women are covered in health plans, which is great because that would mean that then they're getting access to care. There is an increase in infants that are exclusively breastfed for 6 months. It increased 14%, so that's wonderful to see.
However, Jenin points out that within the past 3 years, child deaths in Kentucky have increased by 15%, mirroring a nationwide trend. The rankings report found that rates of teen suicide and child mortality around the country have increased sharply since 2016. Jenin adds the report is designed to offer up a snapshot of what is going on in the state to inform policymakers and Kentucky's medical community.
So that people who are looking to develop programs, policymakers, people in healthcare can look at some of these key areas and think about where efforts should be made. What should they focus on as they look to make changes?
Heavy tobacco use continues to be a major health risk factor for younger Kentuckians.
Some of the challenges that we're seeing are the high prevalence of tobacco use among adolescents. And tobacco use meaning smoking as well as chewing tobacco.
Nearly 9 in 10 smokers tried their first cigarette by age 18, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. For Kentucky News Connection, I'm Nadia Romlagon.
It's 447 and 78 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host here with Keneally Roberts and Cody Robinson. I'm Leanne Akers, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio right here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. We're so glad that you've joined us on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Shawmarie Mosley has a look at sports right after this timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from Papa John's Pizza in the Patrick Center, Morehead. Papa John's made-to-order specialty pizzas include the meats, the works, Tuscan 6 cheese, and many more. Side items include garlic parmesan breadsticks, cheese sticks, chicken wings, and poppers. Desserts include chocolate chip cookie and double chocolate chip brownie. For pickup and delivery in Morehead and Brown County, Papa John's can be reached at 784-3551 and online at papajohns.com.
The Vikings face off with the Panthers tonight. For WMKY Sports, I'm Shamari Mosley. The Round County boys soccer teams travel to Fleming County tonight. The Vikings fell in 3 of their last 4 games and are 9-3 and 2 on the season. The Panthers are 7-4 and 1 on the season, coming off of a 4-0 loss to Scott High at home last week. Round head coach Max Hammond says Fleming has a nice facility for tonight's matchup.
It's a little narrow, but our field's narrow too, so I mean, I think it'll be a pretty good field to play on, and I don't expect them to be too hard to play over there, but, you know, we've got to be ready for the game. We weren't ready Saturday, and, you know, we took one of the worst losses in program history to a team that we shouldn't have, that Fleming County beat. So we've got to be ready every single game from here on out. If we don't, we'll be going home early in the postseason.
Game time tonight in Flemingsburg is set for 6 p.m. Taking a look at other soccer action tonight in the 16th region, Memphis boys travel to Estill County for a 6 p.m. matchup. Estill girls play host to Fleming tonight at 8. Ashland Blazer hosts a doubleheader with Bath County. The girls face off at 6 and the boys play at 8. Russell hosts Boyd for a doubleheader. The boys begin to play at 6 with the girls game to follow at 8. And the East Carter girls team hosts Prestonsburg at 6 p.m. The Round County volleyball team heads to East Carter tonight. The Vikings are 17-5 on the season, while the Lady Raiders stand at 6-4. Head coach Steve Walters says the 16th region looks to be wide open.
Boyd County is playing really, really well. Probably give them the nod as the regional favorite right now. West is certainly up there. Russell, which I think got their first two defeats at the same tournament at the Dink Scott, they're up there. And I mean, you really can't sleep on your Greenups and Fairviews and Ashlands, who are all kind of very scrappy and very capable, that if you are not on top of your game, they can beat you.
Game time tonight in Grayson is set for 7 p.m. In other 16th region volleyball action tonight, Morgan travels to Memphis at 6, then Ashland Blazer hosts Boyd County, Bath welcomes Nicholas, Fleming welcomes Mason, Russell hosts Fairview, and West Carter hosts Braceland. All five of those matches are set to begin at 7 p.m. We'll have scores from all of tonight's 16th region action tomorrow on Morning Edition. The Morehead State Soccer Eagles are back in town after a two-game road swing this past weekend. MSU played a 1-1 double overtime tie with Tennessee Tech on Friday before scoring a 1-0 win over Jacksonville State on Sunday. Head coach Warren Lipka says his team is trending in the right direction after a rough start to the season.
Great energy coming back on the bus ride home. And, you know, it was a good training session this morning. It's what we've been waiting for. And, you know, the girls knew that the non-conference season was going to be tough and challenging. And, you know, the idea was to prepare us for this part of the season. And so far, so good.
The Eagles will be back in action Friday night when they host conference rival Belmont at the MSU Recreation and Wellness Intramural Field. That match is set for 6 p.m. Morehead State's volleyball team collected three of the Ohio Valley Conference's weekly awards. WMKY's Lori Likens has the story.
Morehead State claimed the OVC's Offensive Player, Setter, and Newcomer of the Week awards Monday, with junior outside hitter Olivia Loheimer and freshman setter Bridget Bessler collecting accolades. Loheimer earned her second OVC Offensive Player of the Week award of the season and the sixth of her career, while Bessler earned OVC Setter and Newcomer of the Week honors for the first times in her career. Bessler, Loheimer, and the rest of the Eagles return to the court Friday as conference play officially begins. Morehead State hosts Belmont and Tennessee State Friday and Saturday, with match times set for 6 p.m. and 2 p.m. respectively. For WMKY, I'm Lori Likens.
The Kentucky Wildcats are hard at work this week after a disappointing road loss to Mississippi State. Losers of two straight, UK looks to get back on track this Saturday when the team heads on the road to take on South Carolina. When asked Monday if this is a must-win game to keep fans invested in the team, Stoops had a candid answer.
We've won a lot of football games around here. I thought we were over that. I mean, I'm disappointed. And we accept the criticism, and we're all in this together. And it's not okay with us either. You know, we as a program and an organization, need to get, you know, find ways, find answers, and that's what we do. We go back to work. But that kind of talk seems a little crazy to me.
Quarterback Sawyer Smith is still nursing a sore shoulder, but indications are that he will play this week. The Cats and Gamecocks will kick off under the lights in Columbia at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday. And that's it for sports tonight. For WMKY Sports, I'm Shamari Mosley.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Soccer will host Belmont at 6 p.m. on Friday and Purdue-Fort Wayne at 2 p.m. on Sunday. Volleyball welcomes Belmont at 6 p.m. on Friday and Tennessee State at 2 p.m. on Saturday. Tickets and more information from the Eagle Athletic Office at 783-2089 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks were whipsawed by worries about President Donald Trump's political future, and the Dow did drop 142.22 at 26,807.77. The S&P 500 was down 25.18 at 2966.6. That was the S&P's worst drop in about a month. And the NASDAQ composite was down 118.83 at 7993.63. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will announce a formal impeachment inquiry later today after she meets with her caucus to discuss the call Trump had earlier this year with Ukraine's leader, where he allegedly pressured him to investigate Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden's family. Stocks did trim some of their losses after Trump said he would release the full transcript of the controversial call. Trump said in a series of tweets he authorized the release tomorrow of the complete, fully declassified, and unredacted transcript of my phone conversation. Stocks, of course, have surged since Trump was elected as he ushered in business-friendly policies favored by Wall Street, and the Dow has surged more than 46% since his election, and stocks have previously struggled when a president faces the possibility of impeachment. In 1998, the S&P 500 fell about 20% at one point as independent counsel Kenneth Starr ramped up his investigation of President Bill Clinton. Disappointing consumer confidence data weighed on stocks. Consumer confidence for September slipped to 125.1 from 135.1 in August. Economists polled going into the report expected a dip to 133.5. Also, Netflix was among the worst performing stocks, with the streamer's shares dropping more than 4% after several Wall Street analysts raised concern over the company's earnings. In the commodities markets, oil was down 2.75% to $57.03 a barrel. Gold was up 0.6% to $1,540.20 an ounce. In Europe, the Stock 600 index was unchanged. And in Asia, most markets were higher, with the Shanghai composite up 0.3% and the South Korean Kospi index up 0.5%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Dollar General up 8 cents at 158.79, CSX up 23 cents at 68.63, Fifth Third Bank down 27 cents at 27.45, Marathon Petroleum down 29 cents at 55.49, and PPL Energy was down a penny at 31.58. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from Radio Eye, Kentucky's statewide daily reading service for the blind and visually impaired. Radio Eye's reading service offers newspapers, magazines, health materials, and grocery ads for independent living to people who are blind, visually impaired, or any disability that makes reading difficult or impossible. Radios are available to qualified applicants. More information is available by calling 859-422-6390 or online at radioeye.org.
Taking a look at some events coming up in our region, now at the Gateway Regional Arts Center, a display by the Mountain Workshops entitled Gateway to the Heart, Mount Sterling Community Portraits. On display through September 27th, the exhibit is free and open to the community.
The community is invited to celebrate September as Recovery Awareness Month at the Rowan Rally for Recovery and Talent Show, 5 to 8 p.m. this evening at the Laughlin Health Building. Food and refreshments, live entertainment, kids' activities, and community information, free and open to the public.
Celebrate Banned Books Week at the Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling, 6 p.m. on Wednesday, September 25th. Read selected passages from books that have been banned, discover new books, and take one home as a souvenir. A donation of $10 is suggested.
The Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling will host a Wood Songs Coffee House concert at 7 p.m. on Thursday, September the 26th, featuring bluegrass, folk, and old-time music with Don Rogers. Tickets are $8 for adults and $5 for students.
Contemporary Christian and award-winning pop music vocalist Amy Grant will perform in concert at the Mountain Arts Center in Prestonsburg at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, September 28th. Tickets range from $39 to $74 and are available from the Mountain Arts Center. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Shawmarie Mosley, Zoe Hall, Jonathan Burton, Lori Likens, Sarah Mead, Nacogdoches Miller, and Cody Robinson. WUKY's Josh James, KNN's Paul Miles, Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from Kentucky News Connections' Nadia Ramladon. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY, Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Keneally Roberts and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.